Thank you, Ian. Local businesses feature in our next batch of news items. Jarrold's expands its food business. There are new bakers for the cathedral's outlets, and a local restaurant makes it into the Good Food Guide. On the downside, the local branch of Lloyds Bank at Heartsease is to close. A city department store hopes to cement its position as a foodie heaven following the expansion of its offering. After months of development, Jarrold's has doubled the size of its deli and food hall, adding new features including a second wine bar and even a dedicated cheese room. The historic Norwich-based business will officially launch the new space on Monday, September the 19th, to coincide with its Foodie Fortnight event. Now taking up the entire ground floor, the food hall includes a coffee bar serving specialty coffees, a kitchenware department, two deli counters and wine bars, a refrigerated cheese room, the Exchange Pizza restaurant, and a large range of products from Norfolk and beyond. Jarrold now has six restaurants in total housed in its historic Exchange Street building, which also includes the Bay Seafood Bar, the Pantry and Benji's. John Adams, the managing director, said, "The food hall expansion means we now have a standalone space which we can open later when the rest of the store is closed for people to come along and do some food shopping and enjoy some food and drink at the wine bar or restaurant. We plan to open during some evenings in the week and will be trailing this in the summer, and it will offer a different space to enjoy a meal than a normal restaurant and adds to the retail theatre of Jarrold."
An artisan bakery in Norwich will soon be adding an extra string to its bow as it takes on another cafe in the city. Norwich Cathedral has appointed Bread Source as the new operator of the Rectory Cafe from October. Hannah Winter from the popular City Bakery said they are very grateful for the opportunity to serve their customers in a unique and wonderful setting. This new chapter in the Cathedral's Refectory Cafe comes as a partnership with Jarrold, which has run the cafe since 2019, comes to a close at the end of September. The staff will also become Bread Source employees. Bread Source, which owns a number of shops and cafes in the city and Aylsham, will be serving up its famous artisan bread and cinnamon buns, along with a range of other pastries, sandwiches and light lunches, coffees and specialist teas.
A Norwich restaurant has been added to the prestigious Good Food Guide. Farmyard in St Benedict's Street is run by couple Andrew Jones and Hannah Springham and opened in 2018. The bistronomy-style spot was applauded by the guide for being happy, relaxed and light-filled and serving imaginative, beautifully cooked food. The guide highlighted the chalk stream trout, the Côte de Bœuf, the strawberry éclair and the cheese board. Farmyard said, "We're very pleased indeed."
A couple at the heart of Norwich's community are bidding a fond farewell as they retire after more than 30 years at their shop and post office. Martin and Beverly Baker, both 62, founded the Family Care Shop in Earlham Road in 1986 and added a post office in the business in 1995. But now, with retirement on the horizon, Martin and Beverly will step away from the business on September the 1st. He added, "We want to thank everyone for their custom over the years. They're what we miss the most, the human connection. It's been a long journey, but you take everything else away and it's the people that matter. They're the ones that make it."
A Lloyds Bank branch in a Norwich suburb has closed because of declining footfall and online banking. The Heartsease Bank, located at Harvey Lane, closed its doors for the last time as part of 28 closures across the country. It will leave the area without a bank, with the nearest Lloyds branch located on Gentleman's Walk in the city centre, a 40-minute walk away. But the banking giant has said customers will be able to use the post office on Thunder Lane to carry out some services. Lloyds says it made the decision as a result of declining footfall and an increase in online banking after the closure was first announced on Thursday, May the 19th. The closures have been attacked by the Unite Union, which said the decisions to close the bank is a betrayal of some of the most vulnerable, elderly and socially excluded in our communities who need access to local banking.
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Mark and Lorna will follow on now with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Tony and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.